Wow, Audio Boom now really picked it up. We have 10 whole minutes in which to discuss. I'm driving, so I'm not taking 10 minutes. But I thought, what the heck, we're all getting back into it. I'll do a quick boo about the couple movies I've watched lately. They've actually all been pretty good with the exception of one, which is The End of the Tour. As you know, I'm a huge fan of David Foster Wallace, even though I have now convinced myself I will probably never, ever, as much as I want to, read Infinite Jest again, which kind of kills me, but I just need to probably suck it up and admit that fact. It's just a once-in-a-lifetime book that had a huge impact way back when, but now is just never gonna happen. That said, I watched The End of the Tour because I thought, even though I know David Foster Wallace's family thought did not approve of the film, I heard some good I heard some people saying good things about the acting, but man, it was rough to get through. I think it was a bad movie, even just in general. Jesse Eisenberg was really kind of annoying, and the film was, it failed to capture everything interesting about David Foster Wallace. It was sort of a hero worship, which is a term I heard Brett Easton Ellis use about it. Or maybe he tweeted that or something. Which, Brett Easton Ellis and David Foster Wallace didn't always necessarily agree when they were both writing, even though they were writing much different stuff. But he's right. It's terrible, and it doesn't capture the David Foster Wallace that the writing, that his writing shows. It's all, oh, he's such a good, humble guy, and he's just nervous, and he's nice, and he's smart, and it didn't even necessarily portray him as being overly intelligent. He just kind of came off as this nice, quippy guy. Anyway, I hated it. It kind of really pissed me off, and I regret the fact that I paid Amazon, $6 or something to watch it. At least I didn't see it in the theater. That would have made me really mad. So, End of the Tour, I don't know, 1 star or something. What else? Last night I watched Starlet. Of course, the director's name is escaping me, but I watched it. He's the one who shot Tangerine over the summer on all iPhone, all through iPhones. I haven't seen that movie yet, but Starlet got a bunch of praise when it came out in 2012. And, you know, it I don't know. It was okay. It was just another, to me, it was one of those L.A. independent movies. It was nice to look at, and it was about a porn star, so I guess she was pretty, but, and it supposedly had a hardcore porn scene in it. Again, I got this from Amazon, and it didn't. I don't know if that was the difference or not. I think it would have been weird if it was in there, but whatever. So, Starlet, I don't know, 2 stars, maybe 2.5, because I did enjoy it. It's about a porn star who goes to a garage sale, buys a thermos, and it has $10,000 in it. So she goes back to the woman who she bought it from, and this woman is old and lonely, and they become friends, and oh, it's so beautiful, you know, that type of thing. What else have I been watching? Oh, I watched Listen Up, Philip, which I really loved. It's Alex Ross Perry, who did The Color Wheel a few years ago, which I really enjoyed. Oh, no, wait, am I screwing my names up? Maybe I am. The Color... No, I'm right. Okay, I think I'm right. Anyway, whatever. It has Jason Schwartzman in it, who I like a lot, and he's kind of this misanthropic writer. And what I like about the movie is it starts out with him, and you're like, oh, it's going to be just another one of these, you know, typical Jason Schwartzman characters. He's a writer, he's an intellectual, he's kind of a dick. And it is, and then, you know, halfway through the movie, he disappears for like a half hour while they follow his girlfriend around. And then there's a significant part about his relationship with an older writer who he meets. And it's not really a happy movie, and it doesn't really end happy, but it's just, it's an interesting movie. It's something that I haven't really seen much lately. I thought it was quite interesting. The narrative structure was different, and again, it wasn't necessarily a happy movie. wasn't necessarily a sad movie either, but it was quite different. But I could see why people also wouldn't like it, even though I'm pretty sure when I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, it had pretty high critic rating. And the other movie I watched was The Overnight, another movie with Jason Schwartzman. Actually, that was the first one I watched last week. And again, I really, really liked it. I don't want to give any spoilers, just in case I don't see John watching it and I see him hating it if he likes it. And John, you're probably the only one listening to this. But again, I think the ending, there's a scene at the end which I Instagrammed about it. I don't think it's necessarily a transgressive scene in any way, but I think that it's something that kind of goes there, for lack of a better term, and I think it was something that we haven't seen necessarily in film yet. It's kind of, it's so hard to talk about it without giving it away. Anyway, I am almost to Wegmans, which is where I'm going, so quick boo. Anyway, I think we should definitely get back on the blogs. John, are you blogging? I think Brandon has a new blog, but I don't know what it is. I know Jeff wrote something the other day. I'm willing to. I've been starting to watch a lot more movies. I've kind of made it a point to, over the last several months, get back to reading a lot and watching a lot of movies, which is something I haven't been doing. I haven't been spending as much time since I moved to Canandaigua, but I've made a real effort to get back to it. So I'd love to get back on the blogs. I might actually start writing about some books and stuff that I've been reading lately too. All right, I'll boom you. I guess it's boom now. I guess I'll boom you later. Bye.